Welcome to Dr. Steve Green's Green Lines podcast. I'm Mike Enters, and while Dr. Green is on vacation, he asked if I would read one of his most recent newsletter topics. Dr. Green begins by asking, is CRM an acronym or vision? Customer relationship management is only a database if we don't grow relationships. I was reminded yesterday of how important it is to reunite with lifelong friends. All the years of separation disappeared in minutes. We talked as though time stood still, with little need to catch up. I only had to keep up. When I see family and friends in heaven, there will be no sorrow about time missed or anything else. We will know in full. As I absorbed all the medicine that shot to my heart while in the presence of friends, marketplace lessons lit my mind like lightning bugs in the summer dusk. Our customers, clients, leads, prospects, and even the tire kickers seek a relationship with someone who will help solve problems. The closer we remain to the people who invest in our products and services, the better our opportunity to build kingdom relationships. After all, the first goal of a kingdom business is to build kingdom relationships. Agreed? Relationships hold the keys to the kingdom. Seek transformations over transactions. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. John chapter 15, verse 4. Dr. Green continues, hanging around. We shouldn't underestimate the importance of proximity. Relationships are observable. It's easy to see what matters most. We remain close to it. Absentee relationships tend to lose their luster. The key question is, how can we get close and stay close? I asked that question on a college tennis court when I first saw the woman I would marry. I've been asking the same question as a marketplace minister for over 40 years. We must care enough to observe and understand the problems people experience. We must long to be closer to people who need our services. Walgreens' marketing strategy is observable. Location matters. Build stores near neighborhoods. The pharmacy chain has 9,560 locations, as of the end of 2018, with stores in every state. There's an old phrase that Denzel Washington popularized. If you hang around a barbershop long enough, you'll eventually get a haircut. While this phrase has a twofold meaning, I prefer to focus on the embedded marketing lesson. What can we do to encourage people who need us to hang around a little longer? Can we influence others to read our content and come back for more? Can we repeatedly deliver value in a podcast and build an audience? Can we build and maintain a website that delivers information and value to every targeted visitor? Clearly define who you are called to serve. Do what you can repeatedly do well. Strive for continuous improvement in your lane. Over-communicate with people who need you. Think transformation over transactions. Jesus spoke clearly and often to his disciples about their need to remain. As recorded in John chapter 15, Jesus cautioned his disciples to remain 8 times in this single passage. Jesus knew the disciples would be tempted to leave the way. He knew they would be distracted. He knew they would need the Holy Spirit to help them remain. So he sent the Comforter. As we remain near the cross, we remain close to those we are called to serve. We hope you enjoyed this powerful lesson on relationships by Dr. Steve Green. If you'd like more information on the Green Lines podcast and newsletter, sign up at greenlines.cpnshows.com. That's Green Lines, spelled greenlines.cpnshows.com. I'm Mike Enters, and thank you for listening.